Sue the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, because of the presence of the poison arsenic in thousands of wells which it dug 25 years ago. Millions of people could be at risk in what Baba Kabir of the World Bank's arsenic mitigation effort says could be a disaster on an almost unimaginable scale.
This is the largest case of mass poisoning in the history of mankind. What we term as potentially at risk could be anywhere between 70 to 75 million people. And this is out of a population size of 125 million in Bangladesh.
Well, government officials are supporting the action against UNICEF. Dr. Iftikhar Hussain at the Ministry of Health says that the aid agencies have badly let down the people whom they were meant to be helping.
I feel very angry because the people who provided the tube well, they never tested whether it is bacterially safe or not. And they never tested for heavy metals or arsenic. What they actually tested is for hardness of water, which is not a very big deal with the health things. The development partners who are actually promoting this tube well, I think they should have this knowledge because they have a lot of experts of water. So they should take care of that.
Well, I've just been speaking to the UNICEF spokesman in Geneva, Patrick McCormick, and I asked him, does the agency accept responsibility for the disaster?
I think all the people who were partners in this, including the government of Bangladesh, including WHO, the World Bank, UNICEF, have to take some responsibility for what is now happening.
But you do not dispute, the agency does not dispute, that there is a very real, very serious problem which potentially could affect huge numbers of people and seriously damage their health.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an incredibly serious problem. We've never denied. How could you, in the face of the evidence, that we have a serious problem on our hands? The point now is to move beyond apportioning blame. As I said, I think many partners have responsibility here, and get on with remedying the situation.
Apportioning blame has some use. The people of Bangladesh are entitled to know, aren't they, whose fault this was. Hundreds of thousands of wells were sunk, and it now appears that for one reason or another, nobody thought to test whether or not the water produced in those wells was going to be full of arsenic.
Well, they're entitled to know, and I think they probably do. The point is that, yes, the wells that were dug some 25 years ago, which, it has to be said, turned around a very, very serious health problem.
And created another one.
Now causing another health problem. And the possibility that was arsenic in these wells should have been determined before now. This is, again, no one's denying that.
Somebody is going to have to pay huge sums of money to put this right, aren't they? Is UNICEF going to put its hands into its pocket?
Absolutely. But we don't have those deep pockets as the World Bank and others, maybe other financial institutions, to come up with the money that's needed. But we will put in as much money as we have. Money is not the issue here. We're not going to not do this because of a lack of money. That would be adding insult to injury.
And as you probably know, some people are describing this as the largest case of mass poisoning in history. It's not something the United Nations agency likes to have hanging around its neck, is it?
Of course not. No, this is not UNICEF made or World Bank made or government Bangladesh made. Poisoning is such an emotive word, as if we've somehow, there was intent here, of course.
No intent, but somebody sank hundreds of thousands of wells which produce water which is doing people damage.
Sure. And undeniably, yeah.
Patrick McCormick, the UNICEF spokesman in Geneva. Coming up next.